For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Can I tell you, though? One, I take umbrage with people saying, oh, it's the history. It's the history. That building doesn't have a lot of positive history in it, the one that exists. I don't think anybody's ever been inside of it and felt civic pride. And can I just tell you, and this, it feels weird because I don't really ever side with billionaires. I'm naturally distrustful of billionaires because the whole goal of being a billionaire is to get more billions. It's not to be civically minded. I think the Haslams have kind of proven that they're not just some people from Tennessee. I think they put the work in, and they've finally gotten the football component right, too, which, I mean, Randy Lerner did not ever get right, really, hardly for a season or two here or there. Why the hell does this region, why does this city think it's the job of Browns ownership to fix the lakefront? They've had a myriad, one, the city of Cleveland owns a lot of property over there and has rights to a lot of property over there. So even Chris Ronayne was like, well, yeah, you know, we got a lot of property just sitting in front of the stadium. Okay. But why is rehabbing the lakefront only ever going to happen if the Browns stay there? When a lot of civil engineers who've weighed in on this bad boy have said, you know, I don't think you're ever going to fix it with a big stadium right there. I just think it's interesting. So it feels like a political ploy by some very smart politicians. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, listen, these guys are paid to sound good, say the right things, appeal to a certain, you know, group of people.
Hey, they're like us.
Yeah, they kind of are like us.
Yeah.
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 Professional BSers.
Yeah. You're welcome. Hey, Chris, if the whole county executive thing doesn't work out, you know, you never know. We got part-time work on the weekends, just saying. 216-474-0092. Where do you guys stand with what we've now heard from the city of Cleveland? Which, again, I think they're coming at it this, and this is me reading through the tea leaves. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm not a local politician. But I think they would like to absolve themselves of the financial obligation of having the Cleveland Browns around without taking the literal political hit that's going to happen if you lose the Cleveland Browns to elsewhere in Cuyahoga County. I can't really figure out what the Cuyahoga County ploy on this is other than to try and get a better deal in negotiations. Or maybe set somebody up for like a better career in politics. Maybe that would be another thing. But sure glad it's public here. Let's go with Jason. Jason, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Okay. As far as like the whole sentimental attachment to the stadium, I don't see how you could have a mental attachment to an object in itself because this time it's usually just forgotten about. I have attachment to the team. Quite like you guys, I'm guessing, played backyard football with your friends growing up and whatnot.
Of course.
I grew up on the lake. Did not matter weather conditions. We were outside having a blast. These guys are being paid millions to play a child's game. I am all for the open stadium. But also at the same time, for everybody that I keep hearing on here talking about how, you know, weather doesn't really play a factor for either team. You're telling me, say, late January playoffs, you wouldn't want Miami up here in Cleveland rather than being down in Miami?
Yeah, I mean, are you sure you're talking about the weather advantage?
Yes.
I think the weather hurts both teams equally.
Not if you're used to it.
But how can you get used to it? If it's so horrid outside that you can't get around town, they're probably practicing indoors.
I work outside all year round.
Mm.
All right.
Jason, I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to mix up your name. We appreciate the call, buddy. You know what? Maybe this is the better way to ask it. What matters most to you in the whole stadium shenanigans? Because I like the playing outdoors thing. I mean, in an ideal world, it'd be a retractable roof. In an ideal world, I'd like the opportunity to have some of the football played outside. But it's funny, man. I don't think players... I bet you playing in this environment probably hurts players, hurts the team in trying to acquire players more than it helps them. Like, I can't think of a lot of players that are like, you know what? I'd like to play... Dude, you know what it's like to hit somebody when it's 40 degrees.
I didn't like doing it. I never would like doing it. I feel bad for the guys that have to play when it's 12 degrees.
I mean, Cam Jordan, who might be a bit of a knob, respectfully, he flat out was like, yeah, I'd never come here. It's too damn cold. It hurts. And it's funny because the response is, and Jason said it, well, but, you know, you play outside. Well, but you're a millionaire. Okay. But they're going to have opportunities to go somewhere and play someplace where the cold won't be an obstacle for them. So really, you're not punishing the players, or you're not, this is what men are made of. You're not really getting anything more out of those players. You're just having less players to choose from. So I'll be honest, dude. One of the first games I went to as an adult was the Mangini game, the Pittsburgh game where you knocked them out of the playoffs, and it was like your second win of the season. It was so cold. I know I've told this part. It was so cold they were handing out hand warmers.
At the stadium?
At the stadium, because it was sub-zero temperatures. Dude, I didn't enjoy anything about that. I was a 23-year-old meathead. Like, I did things to show how tough I was when I was 23. Oh, I can pull this rock out of a ditch? No problem. Who needs a backhoe? I did dumb bleep in honor and in homage to proving my own toughness. And about a quarter in, I was like, you guys want to get some hot chocolate? Strip me of my manhood real quick, both figuratively and literally. Let's go with Sean. Welcome to the show, Sean. What matters most to you in the Brown Stadium future conversation?
Hey, guys. Well, two quick things. How did that Atlanta game work out last year in the cold? They smoked us. And if you chained a dog outside in the weather like that game that you're talking about, you'd get arrested. And you'd put a dog outside for 3 hours or 4 hours.
Am I wrong to say that I'm kind of convinced that the people who are like, this is what we are, the same people that don't go to the games anymore when it's that cold?
Yeah, you know, that's a valid point. That's a valid point. But my call was about agreeing with Dustin. Like, I want to go to a place and park at the place that I'm supposed to go to.
Exactly.
not like, oh, I want to Google the stadium so we can get there, get directions. And then you're like, oh, well, we can't go there. Where are we going to park? Just drive around and find somewhere to park. You know how many arguments have erupted with the missus from doing stuff like that? Like, where should we go? I don't know, turn down here, turn there. Oh, this is $50. This is what, you know, just like, just get me to the place. Let me get out of my car, park, and enjoy myself. The lakefront has zero appeal to me as far as having the stadium there. Put something better there. I'm a boater, longtime boater. They could do so much with the waterfront. Could be like Destin, Florida. I mean, there's so many things that they just would do it. And I think the councilmen are trying to make the Haslams a scapegoat for their lack of vision and getting anything done. That's what I think.
Sean, excellent stuff, buddy. We appreciate you. Sean is not lying. Here's the thing. I don't even have to be around. I don't even have to have like my significant other in the car while we're driving around. The amount of rage that builds up trying to find a parking spot, it's not healthy. You're killing Clevelanders with this parking situation there. All right, we're already very much a European people. All right, we already have heart issues in the not too distant. Like, guys, I'm Hungarian. It's gonna get me. Just whether it's gonna get me now, or whether it's gonna be 30 years from now, it's coming. I know that. You know that. You don't need to add parking problems to it as well. Let's go with Matt. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Hey, Nick. I disagree wholeheartedly with your take.
Oh,
I'll start with parking. Right now, when you go downtown, you know, if you can, there's four arterial lines, so you have that option. There's also dozens of parking operators and garages you can choose from. If they build this atrocity in Brook Park, guess what? Jimmy Haslam controls all 20,000 parking spots. He can charge whatever he wants to. You lose all choice in the matter of parking. Now, as far as negotiating good faith, I disagree with you there as well.
Oh.
Haslam is in this for himself and himself only. His goal here is to get a venue that where he can control and generate revenue from parking and build a lifestyle center to control the revenue from the bar, restaurant, hotel scene. Downtown won't do that for him. So what he's doing is he's strong-arming the city so that the ultimate solution, which is a retractable dome stadium on the outskirts of downtown, isn't even an option. He's positioned as there's two extremes, the status quo or build my facility where I control the revenue out in the suburbs. And if you really want to know why, how you can tell he's not, he's self-interested, he won't even release the renderings of the downtown stadium renovation because he doesn't want the public to see that. The only renderings we get to see are the ones of Brook Park Dome. He is not negotiating in good faith, and I have little to no faith in that billionaire will do what's right for Cleveland.
Matt, we appreciate you. 99% of the time, I am as cynical as Matt is when it comes to billionaires. In this point, I think we can all agree he wants to go to Brook Park because, yeah, it's the Jerry World complex. You have more control of everything. There's more money to be made in that scenario. It's not really even up for debate. Yes, the Browns and the Haslams stand to benefit a lot financially.
Well, they own the Cleveland Browns. They're going to benefit financially every second of every day.
Well, and what's different is they actually are putting money in there. Now, to the renderings of downtown and that kind of thing, I'll be honest with you. The Browns have repeatedly said that they've had interest in other properties in Cleveland, including where the post office is. There's one or two other spots. I actually think one other spot on the lakefront. And the city has repeatedly said, we're not going to give you that land. We're not going to make that happen. So it's actually the city who's saying your only option is to stay on the lakefront. Without you, we can't renovate the lakefront, which, by the way, we haven't done for 50 years. But it's on you. You've got to make it happen. So I actually think that's where Matt has a little reversed. And honestly, when it comes to the control of the money that goes into it, the money either goes to the city and the Browns or the Browns. Why does that make a lot of difference to me? If in the end, I am best served as a fan by having a stadium that actually has multi-use instead of we're going to give you one Luke Bryan concert a summer or one Billy Joel concert a summer.
Kenny Chesney.
I understand that the Haslams stand to benefit. Haslams have also probably been more invested in this region and in this area than just about any other owner that isn't named Dan Gilbert in town. So, yeah, I think it's fair to be cynical. At the same point, the whole thing should make you cynical because it involves billionaires and politicians. What matters most to you guys? I do want to know this from you guys. We've heard on the lakefront, history, open-air stadium, who finances it, who doesn't finance it. What matters most in the Brown Stadium situation to you? Browns looking for a stadium solution, and now the politicians are involved. So I threw this question out to everybody. I have an answer. I'm sure you're going to have one, but Sim, Steve, you guys stick right there because we'll get to you in just a second. Because I think this is the appropriate question to ask. It seems like everybody has some different feeling on the stadium itself. What matters most to you in the Brown Stadium situation? Is it that parking that we talked about?
I think it's the parking. It's the ease of getting to the stadium. I just don't like the setup. Honestly, like part of the reason I don't go to many games down there is because I don't like going down there.
Yeah, like I park.
It's not, to me, it's like not an enjoyable experience.
I park here and I walk, which, again, is good for my fat ass. So my cardiologist appreciates that. When it's December, dude, that factors heavily into my ability to get there. And a lot of that, I already pay for parking downtown throughout the week. So I'm not going to spend an extra $50 to get a quarter mile closer. So that's a choice I have to make.
And now, the parking does suck. I mean, now, the prices are outrageous.
Well, and here's the thing. The other thing that I like about parking close is I like the idea of being able to tailgate close to the stadium as well. I think, like, and again, parking's not my number one. But I would love it if we could have tailgating all around it. You mentioned the Philly thing where you can tailgate to any one of those games right around the stadiums. Mm-hmm. That my favorite thing, and what separates, in my opinion, part of what separates, in my opinion, Cleveland from other places that I've been. If you go down to that giant monstrosity of a stadium in Atlanta, okay, here's one pocket of pre-gaming. Here's one pocket over here. Same thing in Carolina. There's nothing conjoined because it was not the stadium was built where they could build it instead of maybe where it made the most amount of sense long term. Even now, with how robust tailgating is, guys, if I want to go where we are on West 6 and then I want to go to the Muni lot, I have to choose. Now, for me, it's because if I'm part of the pregame show, I only have about an hour, but I have to do one or the other. I hate that. I hate being separated by that, and I don't think that ever gets fixed on the lakefront. Now, again, that's not my biggest thing that I need out of this, but, yeah, it's up there, man. If everybody being able to tailgate together, everybody being able to park in, and again, guys, it's going to cost $50 to $100 wherever you park. As we saw, the city just started hiking up the prices. It's never going to get cheaper. It's just going to keep costing more. 216-474-0092. What matters most in the Brown Stadium situation? Let's go with Steve. You've waited patiently. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Nick, I agree.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
With you, the city of Cleveland is going to lose a lot of money. Yeah, we know that. I understand they're part of it. What I don't understand is why the Cuyahoga County commissioner or whatever he is said what he said. Because the last time I checked, Brook Park is part of Cuyahoga County. Why are you going to say you can now delegate money for Cleveland, but if you build it here, we can't help you? It makes no sense. Last time I said, taxpayers are taxpayers.
So I think the idea was there's less money to be spent on the lakefront versus there. But if we start splitting it up between the Haslams, the county, the city, and the state, I don't know how much money you save. And you mentioned, I'm really glad you mentioned the city. I actually don't think people realize the reason why the Browns, and we appreciate the call, buddy, good stuff. I think the reason why the city of Cleveland would be maybe happy to unload the Cleveland Browns off downtown is because financially they can't afford the stadium. So like in their proposal to the Haslams would keep a stadium that they don't think is in the best spot for mm-hmm. them, that does not fix a main amount of the things that matter to them. And the Haslams would take on more financial burden of the existing stadium. On top of paying roughly half or more than half to renovate the damn thing.
Right.
So that's Cleveland's way. That's Justin Bibb's way of saying, man, we'd love to have you on downtown if you could help us absolve our problems financially that come with having the stadium where it is. So when we talk about negotiating in good faith or bad faith, that's quite interesting political turn of phrase there of, hey, we got a great proposal for you. You're going to spend more money. You're going to have the suboptimal location for this. And really, by the way, all that crap around that we've talked for a long time about fixing, yeah, we're not really going to help with that either. But good luck. And let's keep the Brownies here. Let's go with Sim, welcome to the show, bud. What matters most in the Brown Stadium situation to you?
I think that staying downtown matters the most to me. But at the same time, when I grew up, Cleveland to me was is what we call now the greater Cleveland area, or now even Northeast Ohio. Like Solon, the Grand Falls, all the way out there, Westlake, all of that to me was Cleveland. When somebody said they was going to Cleveland, they could have been any of those areas around. But I really like what Dustin said about the Philly stadium, because I like this idea of having a sports mecca. We've been bad for a long time, and now we're starting to get good in all three divisions, basketball, baseball, and football. So I think it'd be really cool to be able to get them all together. I remember when the Raiders were in Oakland, they shared, you would see the baseball diamond on their field for their baseball team and stuff. So it's like, okay, how long can we have the stadium that we currently have, let the two teams play there while we rebuild over Progressive and build us a nice retractable roof dome where both teams can play outdoors when they want to, or not have to worry about the weather when they want to. No more rain delays, which is going to be better on our pitching, because right now everybody seems to have taken a, I don't know what's going on with baseball right now, but we used to have really great pitchers, maybe. What?
Sorry about that, buddy. I was going to comment here after you hang up, and was a little behind the scenes radio.
I just think that would be really cool if they could pull it off, especially knowing that they're, 2050, all three teams are going to be looking for new leases and stuff like that.
All right, Sim, we appreciate you.
All right,
you,
Nick,
buddy.
I have a comment.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, bud.
I don't even know what it was now. Oh, that was bad.
So
I thought I turned it. No, whatever.
It's funny. I turned my mic off, and I still saw the red light out of the corner of my eye, and I was like, "Oh, he'll turn it off." I didn't even like give you a heads up because I was like, "Oh, he's got this." And so when you said, "It's perfect," that's perfect. One, you don't really get, especially if they're not owned by the same ownership group. Multi-purpose baseball, football stadiums just don't exist anymore. And a lot of that is teams aren't owned by the same ownership group. And even when they're not, as we saw with like Art Modell with the Indians back in the day, he charged them for a crappy building. He kept them in that as kind of a slumlord because he charged them exorbitant rent. So there's a lot of reasons it doesn't work. Now, I got to be honest with you. I have been, no baseball stadium going forward should be built without a retractable dome. They shouldn't. It, especially in the north where we have cold weather. I think it would change people attending games late in the season and early in the season if we had a retractable roof. That being said, I don't know how you look at Progressive Field right now and have any designs on it that are anything other than enjoy the hell out of Progressive Field.
I love Progressive Field.
Like the Catch 22 is, that's a pretty, I love that stadium. I mean, I still like have like those tinted memories of just awe walking into Progressive Field for the first time, knowing that the first place I ever saw a ball game was Old Municipal Stadium. And like there are still times where I get that feeling. So on one hand, from a purpose side of things, I totally get it. But you're not doing it on the current existing thing, and they just renovated it, so that ain't happening for a while. My bad, Sam.
Do people really like get worked up about going to downtown for a game? Can I give you my take, or my opinion, I should say? And you may completely disagree. Mm. I hate going downtown.
Oh, really? Now, is it different between the different teams?
No. I don't like coming downtown for an event. I don't like how congested it is. I don't like the parking situation. And by the way, that's not just Cleveland. That's like any team or any city.
So,
but that's me.
It's funny. I actually don't mind going to the Gateway because everything is as divvied up as you possibly can. And like
now the Gateway is a little easier than going down to Cleveland Brown Stadium. Yeah, of course. But still, I'd prefer to, you know, go to the suburbs, basically.
It's funny. I don't know that that's going to be cleared up if you move to Brook Park. And again, I still think that's what's going to happen. I think this is public negotiation, and I honestly roll my eyes on it, and I'm a little irritated at it, but I think they're going to go to Brook Park. I think you're going to have similar problems. So they're going to be different problems, but similar problems, because the airport's there, because Everyone's going to be using either, what, 480 or, was that, 70? I used to drive the damn thing all the time.
I mean, they're
going
to have to build, like, highways in and out of there. But there's so much room.
Well, and given the amount of property they have, you should be able to have a lot of different options.
You need more than two ways to get to the stadium, like the Brown Stadium right now.
Or, honestly, like the old Richfield Coliseum.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I used to love going there.
Except getting in or getting out.
Well, that was kind of a problem, too.
Yeah.
But it was in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. You know, I still, so obviously I went to school at Woodridge, which is right down yonder in Peninsula. I still go past there and just stare at a blank field. Because it's the first place I ever saw anything. Like, I went there before I went to my first Indians game. And, like, that's where I saw Disney. What? No. You got jokes, Keith? Are you trying to dookie all over my nostalgia?
You said that's the first place you saw anything.
Yeah. Well, that's the first place I ever opened my eyes at.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.